I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Environmental advocates are asking legislators to support a measure amending the state constitution. The amendment would make some state land sales more transparent. The move would require state-owned public lands get a public hearing and a two-thirds vote in both the House and Senate whenever the state legislature wants to give away, swap, or sell the property. Eric Hammerling with the Connecticut Forest and Park Association testified in support of the measure last week.
This is moderate and reasonable reform, which we hope you will support to ensure public lands are appropriately protected by a deliberate, transparent process that includes the public.
He says right now land deals can be cut by lawmakers in the waning hours of legislative sessions, often with minimal to no public input.
The process shouldn't work this way, and conveyances of public lands through the General Assembly should be the last resort and not the first.
Hammerling says the state already has more transparent channels for land deals in place outside the legislature, where proposals are always published openly and with periods of public comment. State land deals became a political controversy in Haddam several years back when legislators proposed exchanging land overlooking the Connecticut River with a commercial developer. The deal fell apart, but motivated many conservationists. A transparency measure passed the legislature last year, but not by the required margins. The laws are a bit technical, but that means the bill is back this session. And if voted on, only needs a simple majority in both houses to appear as a ballot question for voters in 2018. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.